A Prayer to Show God's Mercy to Others by Betsy DeCruz, read by Leah Martin. Because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Luke 1:78-79. Mercy is not often my first response when someone offends me or does something that irritates me. I know Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful," but sometimes I want to get back at people or at least make them understand why they're driving me crazy. I forget the mercy God has shown me. His mercy is what made God send His only Son into the world to redeem sinners. Mercy is what made Jesus Christ, the light of the world, come down to earth to give light to those in darkness. Mercy for sinners is what led Jesus to die on the cross to pay for our sin. I wish I could have been there when Zechariah prophesied at the birth of his son, John the Baptist. Moved by God's Spirit, Zechariah knew John would go before the Lord, who would visit his people to redeem them. He foresaw that John would proclaim repentance and the forgiveness of sins, all because of the tender mercy of our God. Luke 1:78. So often we come to God asking for our needs and praying He'll show mercy and grant our requests. We forget to thank God for the mercy He's already shown us. We know from Scripture that our Heavenly Father invites us to bring our needs before Him. Yet He also desires thanks and praise for what He's already done. As we approach the Lord today, let's remember the tender mercy He's shown to us in the person of Jesus Christ. Let's thank Him for countless prayers already answered, countless blessings already given, and the grace Jesus extended to us by giving His life for us while we were still His enemies. What if we also ask God to make us aware of people in our lives to whom we need to extend mercy and grace? Whether we need to have patience with that person who cuts in front of us at the grocery store checkout or forgive someone who's hurt us deeply, God will give us the grace we need. Luke 6:36 calls us to be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I praise You for Your great mercy. Thank You for sending Your Son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. Thank You for shining Your light into my heart and giving me the gift of eternal life. I praise You for Your steadfast love and faithfulness to me. Lord, forgive me for the many times I come to You in prayer, forgetting the mercy You've already shown me. Renew in my heart a deep sense of gratitude for the forgiveness I have in Christ. Forgive me for all the times I withhold compassion and forgiveness from others. Would You work in my heart and make me more like You? Lord, give me the grace I need to see the people in my life through Your eyes. Pour out Your compassion into my heart that I may reflect it to others today. Guide my feet in the way of peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size.
Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared To podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared To Who is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.